Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
All right, welcome to another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and it's my favorite time of the month. I love our Thai special we have here. And we have two great guests with us today. We have returning to the show. She came back. She was brave. Dr. Ritu Srivastava. And I hope I got that right and didn't butcher it too bad. And
yes,
we also,
you did.
We also have Mr. Sanjeev Tandon. So welcome to the show. So you were brave enough. You brought your husband back. And we're going to have a really great show for you guys today. So welcome, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin.
So first thing I want to mention is ThaiCon's coming up here. I believe the date is April 26th, it's coming to ThaiCon Southeast 2014.
That's right.
And Business Radio X is going to be there. I know we got Leon Stone emceeing the event. We'll be doing a live remote broadcast, and we're really excited to be involved with Thai, and you guys are just doing a lot of different stuff. But I'd like to hear you guys' backstory, how you guys got involved in Thai and found out about it.
I actually have been in Thai for a long time. Before I moved to Atlanta, I was in Thai in Detroit. Almost 10 years. And they have awesome entrepreneur programs, which they help entrepreneurs to kind of grow from whatever stage. Maybe it's a startup, you know, it's just an idea that they have in their mind. Are they throwing it out and they have don't know where to talk to or get some advice as to whether it might be viable or not? That's how it kind of starts in your brain as an idea. And that's where we take it. We give them a platform to come and somebody can, you know, kind of hear them, give them guidance if that's viable or not. And so as Thai has evolved over years, of course, it is an international and one of the biggest entrepreneur, you know, nonprofit organizations. So it's got tons of experience, tons of people who can give you the correct guidance. And that's one of the major things that it wants to push for new entrepreneurs to come and discuss.
Well, definitely. You guys really take them from the start of ideation. If someone just has an idea, you guys will work from there all the way up to you guys have your COBRA, but you have so many programs that doesn't matter what stage your company's in, you guys have experience to help them out with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have successful models where people have taken their companies, made it, you know, millions of dollars, made it public. So taken out IPOs, venture capitals. We have all levels, as you said.
Well, and the great thing is people go through this, and we see it all the time, and then they come back and they give their time and their experience, which is really valuable. I see it people in other companies and other industries and stuff. They bid thousands and thousands of dollars to have a lunch with the caliber of people that just volunteer and are willing to talk to anyone in your program.
Absolutely. I was fortunate enough around 5-6 years back when I was in Detroit. I volunteered as part of the committee, and now there were as mentors over here. I actually am from a business background myself, but yeah, I wanted to throw out one new idea I had in my mind, and they tied me up with one of the mentors. You would not believe that. I'll just give you an example how forthcoming people are. He was a multimillionaire, I would say almost a billionaire.
Yeah,
and I met him in Thai as just a casual conversation. He invited me to, why don't you come and visit me? I'll take you, you know, you can, as a mentor, if you want to come and understand how to. I said, okay. He said, this is my card. Call me. Ask my secretary to set up a time. The next day when I called, you would not believe the secretary knew my name. And she said, I was expecting a call from you. Mr. Singh has said that, you know, give us a slot to Sanjeev. So they said, wow, a millionaire who, I'm a nobody.
Yeah, well, definitely. Well, I mean, you think about it. You see it in the movies, and you think of the millionaires and the billionaires are these hotshot people, but they really turn out to be the most humble people in the room. If you look at a room, they're the most humble, caring people, and they're normally the most quiet sometimes, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And she had a time slot for me, and when I went to visit him, he had 1 hour demarcated. He said, ask me whatever you want. And when I had some idea about some new business I was thinking about, and he said, yes, I will, and he tied me up with a couple of his connections. So I get to get people at the connections of a multimillionaire who's actually introducing me as a reference. That is awesome.
Yeah.
for networking.
And it's amazing. And he really just wants to genuinely help. And that's the thing I realized with Ty is everyone wants to genuinely help everybody. They want to make everyone be successful. And it's just I don't know why people didn't realize it earlier. Everybody can win in the business world. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be, well, I have to step on this person to get ahead here. No, I can make millions and he can make millions and we can all make millions together and everyone's happy.
Absolutely. That's actually now it's my turn to give back. So that's why I've started mentoring in TIEX, and there is young entrepreneurs that is in college kids mm-hmm. and school kids who are wanting to know the business process. So I volunteer my time. For the last couple of Sundays, I've been going, and that is part of course, TIE. So I think even Ritu was able to take advantage of that program about ideation and mm-hmm. take it to
reality.
She just had an idea. I think Ritu can talk more.
Yeah, definitely. We had Ritu in here. I think it was shortly after your TIEX experience, or it was after your TIEX experience, and you started the company, Live Your Dream, and it was a Bollywood dance studio. It's something you always wanted to do, and you played around with it, but they sort of said, let's make it into a reality. We're going to hold you accountable, and you're doing it now.
Yeah, that's right. I knew nothing about Ty. Until I met him and married him.
It was a good choice, it seems. It seems working out for you.
Yeah, he introduced me to Ty and took me to the class where I knew it was always an idea in my head. And he said, let's just go and see what the class is all about and let's let them do their job. And mm-hmm. then slowly there were other people who were also had ideas like me, except their ideas were very multimillionaire, and mine was a small Bollywood dance studio.
but still, your experience was, it didn't matter that you had a smaller idea, and they had, everyone cared genuinely. Everyone wanted, just want to help you achieve your dream and your goal.
Absolutely, they did. It didn't matter how small my idea was. What mattered was my passion to take it to the next level, and how they systematically helped me with the approach through mentors, through people over there, through the teachers. It was amazing experience to go through that and get a lot of my fears addressed because I have never done business in my entire life.
Yeah.
I'm a scientist at CDC. So, of course, it was... and then he would talk to me at home, like, yeah, you can do it. I think you can do it. So that total approach.
Well, just having that sort of that structure right there, that behind you to keep you, give that a little push, because you had the idea, you know, you wanted to do it, that you had the drive, but you just needed people there to just sort of point you in the right direction and say, all right, attack that problem, attack that problem. And now you have a successful dance studio and it's been going strong.
Yes, absolutely. And I actually should be thanking Sanjeev. Or Sam, Stan, whatever, however you go.
I'm your husband, doesn't matter what. I'm either here or at home. You can call me names.
No, I'm not calling you names.
She didn't want to do it on the radio. So.
Yeah, no. So, no, Sanjeev helped me a lot in terms of even building the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, he's a business developer in the marketing piece. So, and the idea that started with Ty has blossomed into a full-fledged studio now.
Yeah.
Katie from TIEX was
there. Yes, she's amazing.
Yes, she's amazing. She came to visit and encouraged us. So it was very nice to have her there.
Yeah. So, Sanjeev, let's talk a little about, you went through TIEX also as well, right?
Yes, actually, TIEX in the sense that I am volunteering my services there,
okay.
or my time, as okay. I'm giving back, as you said earlier in the show, that people once they are. I have around 30 years of business experience. I have done three multiple different businesses at different levels and at different times,
mm-hmm.
and they're all from different industries. So what kind of, you know, has been going on in my mind is I'm evolving into a leadership coach that is I did my training a couple of months back, and mm-hmm. Now I'm a certified leadership management coach. So I'm trying to evolve into that role of giving back to the community and mentoring young kids
okay.
and young entrepreneurs. Maybe, you know, entrepreneurs who are like, who started off but they don't know how to go to the next level, or they're looking for better platforms, how to raise their.
So you're just you're giving back in TIEX and helping
people. Absolutely.
Well, I'm actually going to be going through TIEX coming up here, the next one. So
wow.
I signed up for it. So I'm really excited about it. But I like, too, we had that announcement, I think it was last month, that you guys have partnered up with AC/DC now.
Yep.
And you guys are sort of attacking it from both ways. I think that's going to make a really strong partnership.
Absolutely. I think and if you can visit TIEcon, that'll be a unique and very awesome platform because. Mm-hmm. I've been to many TIEcons and I was helped in committees also where, you know, to set up the thing and all. It's a huge, huge thing. If you can come, you know, it'll be awesome. As you said, if you're hosting that thing, it's going to be really vibrant for your
mm-hmm.
show.
Yeah.
And I think, an event that you cannot explain, you have to visit it and see it. So.
Well, definitely. Well, hopefully our broadcasting live from it will help get the word out because I know Business Radio X has been a well-kept secret and Ty's been a well-kept secret. We don't want to be a well-kept secret anymore, the best well-kept secret. We want to be out there really just letting people know about you. You guys help so many people. And I've never met anyone that has a bad thing to say about Ty. It's always about how it changed their life and really got them on the right path, or even so much of that they learned from a mistake, or through ideation, they'll have one idea, and then they'll have holes poked in, and they're like, well, that's maybe not the best idea for you, but here's your other idea. Let's make that one better and go with it. So it's just a great program altogether.
Kevin, let me just explain to you. When I said I've done three different businesses
mm-hmm.
and over years, and all of them successful. One, actually, I took out an IPO.
Yeah.
Made in a publicly
wow.
listed company. But when I think of a new idea, I'm as raw as you are.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I'm starting a new business, where to go. If I want to start a radio station, I don't know what to do.
Exactly.
So so it's whether you've done it 10 times or every time, it's like going on a stage, you're always nervous about the performance that you're going to give.
Well, it's got to be exciting, that sort of serial entrepreneurship,
mm-hmm.
too, because, I mean, you can do one thing for your whole life, or you can just attack different things. And I know you get that's exciting, starting something new every time, whether it goes, just to see where it goes.
Absolutely. And, I mean, the support that you have, the camaraderie which is there, the teamwork, people actually, as you said, are there to see you succeed. And that's the key in this. Actually, even Ritu, I think, had this idea when I met her when we married. And I just asked her, what's your dream?
Yeah.
So she said, she's a very social person and has a very hard life on her job work.
Yeah, CDC is a tough job. It's a good one, though.
And she's traveled to, I think, I don't know how many countries in the world, and she's the kind of manages a big portfolio where she has to travel internationally a lot. But she wanted to have this dream of hers to have her own dance studio.
So even with all that under your belt, Ritu, it still was probably a scary experience because you probably didn't know anything about running a dance studio, like you said.
Absolutely.
So you have all this knowledge. You're a strong businesswoman. You're a really successful career. You're well-traveled. And they're like, okay, here's a dance studio. And that's a scary thing right there. You're like, well, I have no idea with that.
Absolutely no idea. And I know how to dance.
Yeah.
And that's all I knew.
And you're like, I like to dance. I want to teach people how to. That's my passion.
Exactly. And that's what I had been doing, but never in a structured manner, and had no idea how to approach it, or no idea how to market it,
mm-hmm.
no idea about the value proposition, what is it that I am offering, and how to market it so that it's attractive to customers.
So when you were coming up with the idea, was it just like, I really want to do this? Or did you have like a bunch of friends that were like, you know what, you're a really good dancer, you should do this. There's a need. There's not a Bollywood dance studio here. So
mm-hmm.
was there a need there that you also saw with making it?
Yeah, it was more of KP is a lecturer in Thai.
Yeah.
And
isn't he also the interim president of AC/DC?
Yes.
He's shaking his head. Sanjeev knows that. He's a Thai veteran.
ASTDC.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So it was more of KP's lectures. And whatever we as a student group would present to him, he would poke holes and say, go back and talk to people and ask them what is it they would get out of your idea. I mean, you find your idea great, that's awesome. Go ask people and then make cold calls and come out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, definitely.
And talk to new people and they would say, what Bollywood? and he really taught me how to think out of the box
mm-hmm.
in terms of this business idea.
Definitely. Well, can you give me like an example? I mean, I love that he made you like get out of your comfort zone. I think that's huge for starting any business, period. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. For example, I approached dance studios around here mm-hmm. who were teaching the regular tap or other American style dancing. So some of them thought Bollywood was a good idea. Others, one of them said yes, and then I approached a studio, Kashi Atlanta, mm-hmm. and they said, yeah, we would hire you right away. It's a great idea. Let's start it. So as some of them had very, so it was a whole range, mm-hmm. and it took a while to keep contacting them and then getting the word out and for them to accept and see the value in it. And I gave some free demos.
Yeah.
And then got something online over there.
Well, that sounds good. How was it being in the environment? Everyone had a different idea. They weren't on the same plane. Like, you had a dance studio. Someone might have had an app they were trying to design. And the ideation process. But being around that many creative people, and did that inspire you at all, really, like, make you think differently that helped change and evolve your idea?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It helped to see how people were also changing their ideas. And the mentor who was there, he had a lot of ideas and experience behind his mm-hmm. belt. So he would pick every step, maybe marketing piece, or how are you delivering your message. So it was very good to understand it piece by piece, yeah. break it down piece by piece in a very systematic business model, and then go from there. It definitely helped to have people who were like me to go in different areas. Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, definitely, too. And yeah, I think you brought up a really good point that it's you can have a good idea, you can have a great idea, but if you don't really know how to present it to somebody, it's not going to go anywhere. Because if you can't verbally tell someone, hey, this is my idea, this is the ROI on it, here are the people that resonate with my idea and will be my customers. If you can't do that, then who's gonna let you have the idea come off the ground, or investors won't give you money or anything?
Exactly. Even trying to price it. Since personally I've never done business, as I said, I love dancing and I love choreographing and I love to teach, but have no idea how to take it to a business level. And how to make it profitable, even. So it was a lesson to learn and a method and systematic approach to learn. And Sanjeev was there at home. That was a big plus mm-hmm. to take me along the way.
I might just add over there. That's, you know, basically the thing is that even if you have an idea, as she had something in her mind, and it was a dream, basically more like a dream come true, rather she was looking at not from a commercial angle, saying, you know, I just want to have this dream of having my own dance studio. And I said, okay, then chase your dream. So why don't you live your dream? That's how the name also, she had it in her mind, and she said, that's an awesome thing. I could, as you already introduced me, that I've done business before, I could have done and encouraged her myself rather than take her to a structured or, you know, a formal place where I thought in her best interest, it's better to go in a structured manner. You know, it's like going to a professional coach to learn golf mm-hmm. rather than, you know, going on the practice range and practicing whatever way you want to do it and pick up bad habits. So I would say that kind of is what Atlanta Thai offers. That, you know, if you have a structured place where you can actually learn professionally something, I'm just mm-hmm. kind of correlating it to golf.
Yeah,
or,
definitely.
Or some sort.
Well, that definitely resonates. Golf's a great sport to do that because you're right about that. You can pick up terrible habits and you might see some moderate success, but you're never mm-hmm. never gonna peak and hit that mm-hmm. point where you're just gonna be great and keep going up. You'll hit a wall.
Absolutely. So that was my idea of taking her. And of course, you know, at home we keep discussing about this. Now, you know, your husband and wife, so if I would tell her something at home and taught her, I don't know if she would take it and say, you know what, just bug off. I don't want to. So it's better that she had somebody else to mentor her. And I think that's a good structured way to. Yeah. My purpose was to see her succeed. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter whether it was just entirely me or a team or people helping her. the idea was in the end, the result is what counts.
Definitely. Well, and just having Ty do that kind of thing with all its members, and it helps them avoid scar tissue. It's so nice to learn from other people's mistakes, be able to forward your business without actually having to form the scar tissue yourself. So that seems like a big thing. So are you guys with ATDC partnering up with TyX? Is there any thing you can unveil about how that's going to change the process? Because that's really a whole other arm that's going to really help drive people's businesses.
I would say it's an awesome opportunity for people now because there'll be floodgates opening up in future. So whoever, right now, Ty Atlanta is, I think, the second or third largest in the country. And if you go to California, they're having one TyCon, which is the biggest annual event in California, where actually it originated. By. And I think my brother is part of the committee also there because he's also been active as a member. And he's organizing the TyCon along with some other people there. And he was, I think they're expecting between 1,000 to 2,000 people.
Wow.
So I'm not sure as to what the number comes up, but yeah. And I have been to one of them a few years back. It was awesome. I mean, I got lost. It was so huge. They had how many speakers lined up because it's a 4 or 5 day event. And they had every room had a separate speaker, any topic that you wanted to talk about, or listen to, you could go to any of those particular ones that you had an interest in.
And is that included in the Thai membership there for those kind of events, like the TyCon coming up, or is there a special membership price for people that...
There might be, in case there's an early bird also.
Yeah.
And of course, if you're a Thai member, you definitely get a better deal.
Mm-hmm.
And you get more insight, more help, people try to help you out. Maybe you could pick up mentors earlier because you're a Thai member.
Yeah.
And I think, the fees is just it's more like a non-profit and
it,
they don't
it really
do
is. Anything.
Yeah,
people don't realize this.
It's so low, the fees is so
the
low.
Services that you guys offer and the ROI you give businesses, like I said earlier, I see people pay bid to $10,000 to sit down with a CIO or a CEO and that's a lot of money, but you guys, for a very nominal fee, it's hardly at all. It's like
a few $100, even
a year.
And for students, even it's less than $100 a year.
And you get to go to these events and do this, and it's just absolutely amazing. It's just great because you guys really are just giving back. You are a nonprofit, you guys care, you're in the field, in the industry, and that's huge.
I think it's a very good opportunity for people who actually are looking for some platform to vent their ideas and all. And even to get connections, actually. Mm-hmm. And we have topics each month. We have an event, bi-weekly or monthly, depending on what the schedule is. And each time they have a topic which actually, if it's your interest, you're looking for financing or you're looking for some ideas about how to get some to the next level. They have different speakers and topics, and they have a panel of people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's well-attended and well-networked. People just come sometimes just for networking. Some people come just to hear the speakers.
Well, and it's fun, and it's not like normal networking has a negative connotation. This is like you're talking to people that actually they're interested in what you're doing. They're interested in helping people, and that's what they do. And it's a lot of serial entrepreneurs that love hearing new ideas and seeing the younger generation come up. And I love the different programs you have. You have your youth program.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's really huge right there. So what are you guys doing with the kids? I want to talk about that.
I actually volunteer myself there to this service, and we have this every bi-weekly. It's like taking 9th and 10th graders, maybe just to give an example. There's no limit as to what grade you could be in, or high school students or college students. They come up with their own idea. We go let them go through a process where a new company, if they wanted to form, right from the stage of having an ideation, going to the next level of business planning, we give them the necessary tools and guidelines, how to make a PowerPoint presentation. If actually, you went to a banker or to somebody to take a loan, how you would approach it as a business.
And these are high school kids.
Absolutely. And you would be amazed. I'm actually so excited. Once I started volunteering, I think I just love that part where I have to, I'm a mentor there and I feel thrilled that people have such nice, and working with kids is one of the biggest things rewarding to me is they have no limits on the ideas that they can come up with.
Yeah, they don't have no limitations. They haven't been beaten out, or they don't say no to things. And I know we had some of the kids come in the studio and talk, and we were blown away with the ideas they had.
One person had an idea about, you know, why can't we have solar panels on top of airplanes? I said, wow, why did nobody think of that? I mean, people, you know, the airplane always flies above the clouds, so there's no question of, you know.
Yeah, there's no blockage, and that could really help maybe cut down on the fuel usage, which is a huge problem in airplanes.
Yeah, so you think, you know, what new ideas could spring up from there? And of course, no idea is bad. Like, let's just take, you know, can you become a millionaire or billionaire by just having a chat? Facebook.
Yeah.
It's chat page.
It's absolutely genius. And I mean, I think recently you guys had some people that went through your what is it, Young Entrepreneurs or TYE?
Yep. So
yeah, your TYE program. Mm-hmm. And now they have a real company. They went through it. I think it's a nonprofit company.
That's right.
And at their young age, think about what leg up they have on everyone.
That idea actually helped one of the team members or the team itself get scholarships.
Yeah, to school.
To colleges, yeah, to schools. So basically, you know, it ultimately pays you back, too, for investing time.
Exactly, and you guys are taking all kind of kids. And my best part is we've had a lot of the kids in here, and the best thing I like to hear from them is you say, well, did you decide to do this on your own? No, they did not. Their parents forced them to do it. So all the parents listening out there, this is a program. It's extremely, it's not even, it's basically free to send your kid through this program, and it's going to give them a business leg up on everyone, leaps and heads around. Like, you're really going to help your kid out there. It's going to help your kid be successful. It really is. I've seen these kids come through, and they speak their business acumen's way above their age, and they're going to go to college now. They understand things, and then they have mentors for life that they can go to. They can call someone up like KP Ready or someone and say, hey, I thought about this, or you know what? I don't know what I'm doing with my life here, or what do I need to do if I want to have that kind of career? And that stuff is so that's the stuff that people are still, like, at their 50s going to networking mixers that they want those kind of connections. So
absolutely. Just to give you an example, I think I started what – it's like normally, you know, they have 8 or 10 weeks when they kind of plan out for a business model for young entrepreneurs, TYE. And the first week when you met them, they were like, you know, the school kids. My actually kid is the same age. He's in the ninth grade, the younger one. So I could correlate and, you know, nervous and not knowing as to what to talk about.
Yeah, and they have to group up.
They have blossomed. Now I see them after, like, I think almost they're like 6 weeks into the program. And now they talk like a businessman. You know?
Talk like a businessman. And they'll be able to walk up to a CEO or a CIO of any company and hold a conversation and say, hi, I'm so-and-so. It's nice to meet you. And talk to them. And talk to them on a high level.
Absolutely. And when I went last time, you were having, you know, okay, now let's figure out if you want to approach some big institution for funding. How are you going to calculate your ROI? And they were giving me some things which I had learned in my MBA. And I said, wow, you're just kids, and you're giving me all that, you know, kind of words, and the words that you're using are basically the language, the lingo of the business.
Mm-hmm. So parents out there, if you want your kids to be successful, start them out in TYE, and then they're going to grow up. They'll go through the TIEX program. They'll grow their company, and then they'll have COBO. They'll just grow their company to be a multi-billion-dollar company through just being part of TIE at a young age and introduced to all these kind of different successful people.
The only thing we request is once you are successful and once you're a billionaire, don't forget TIE and give back.
Just give back. And you know what? I boldly say, from talking to you, there's 100% give back rate. I haven't seen anyone that hasn't got something out of TIE and they just want to give out. It's a community. You guys just want to keep giving and being part of it, and I love it. And I'm really excited to go through the program myself. So
great. Awesome. Yes.
All right, so what's next for you guys? Is there anything else we missed coming up in TIE for 2014? Is any new programs you guys are starting?
Right now, I think ATDC is the main thing that we're looking at, and TIEcon would be. And we already have a new president in place, so she'll be kind of, you know, steering. Karen would be steering us to a new direction. So it all depends on what we want to take it to, but we always have something exciting going on.
Exactly. And I like to always point this out, that the thing I love about TIE so much is the way you guys do your election process. You elect your president, and you mm-hmm. elect also the coming up president. So you guys, your direction never changes. It's never like it is with the government where it's like, oh, new president, everything's going to change and it's going to be a different direction. No, everyone's together. So when the new president comes in, they know what direction they're taking it, and then they start mentoring their upcoming president. Yeah, so
absolutely.
It's a really cool.
It's like a relay race, you know,
yeah,
four
exactly.
people.
Yeah, exactly, and just keep handing the baton.
Yeah, absolutely.
So well, I'm excited to see the new heights you reach, and hopefully we can help you guys get the word out and make you guys not a best-known secret, because what you guys are doing is absolutely amazing.
Awesome.
All right, well, before we wrap up, let's give some contact information for your company. I believe it's 1010 LLC.
That's right, the management company that I run. I'm basically a management consultant, and I do leadership coaching. I do mentoring also, mm-hmm. and that is purely I try to stick to people who want to reach the success, mm-hmm. or successful people become more successful.
Right.
It's like at the Derby, if you've seen, it's the winning horse just leads by nose. So I teach you how to get to the nose.
I love that right there. So what's how do they reach out? With website or telephone number?
Yes, I have given my number there, and it's best to either email me or I normally go by referrals. I don't advertise so
okay.
much. So I've been getting enough and very right. good response by word of mouth.
Well, we're glad to hear that. All right, Ritu, how do people come out and do Bollywood dancing with you?
Yeah, they could go to my website, which is www.liveyourdream. It's all one word, LiveUrDream.
All right.
So it's live your dream, and my goal is to make the goals, the dreams of the people that come to the studio a reality. Just as mine came a reality, I want to give it back.
It's full circle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the goal. Sanjeev, did you want to add something?
Yeah, I just wanted to say something. You know, as you have your dream, I would say my motto in my business too is live life to the fullest, chase your dream.
Well, I love both of those messages and the fact that people can live their dream and they can also be successful together. That's perfect. Everyone's going to be happy with that. So, all right, let's give what's the Thai website? How can people sign up for Thai Atlanta?
You can just go to thai-atlanta.com. I think that's the website.
It's TIE-atlanta.com.
You could just recheck it, Google it, and maybe you'll reconfirm it.
Definitely. And if you guys want to sign up for ThaiCon Southeast 2014, it's thaiconse.org. And that's Saturday, April 26th, and you can still register for that. And it will be a great intro for you to sort of see what Thai's about. And I promise you, if you go there, experience it, you'll be addicted, and you'll keep going, and then you'll end up giving back and helping people. It'll be a full circle.
Yes.
Sure, Kevin.
All right. Well, thank you guys for being on. It was a great show.
Thank you, Kevin, for having us.
All right. Well, this is Kevin Finn for Thai Atlanta and all our guests today and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Atlanta Business Radio.